Hello and welcome to day 336 of the Cold War Minute, and I am your host David Garrett. Today is May 2nd, and on this day in Cold War history in 1945, the fall of Berlin takes place when the Soviet Union announces the capture of the city of Berlin, and the Soviet soldiers hoist their red flag over the Reichstag building. Also in 1945, the Italian campaign comes to an end when General Heinrich von Wittenhoff signs the official instrument of surrender of all Wehrmacht forces in Italy. Also in 1945, the U.S. 82nd Airborne Division liberates Wublin concentration camp, finding 1,000 dead inmates, most starved to death. In 1946, the Battle of Alcatraz takes place, killing 2 guards and 3 inmates. In 1952, the world's first jet airliner, the de Havilland Comet 1, makes its maiden flight from London to Johannesburg, South Africa. In 1963, Bertolt Seliger launches a rocket with 3 stages and a maximum flight altitude of more than 100 kilometers near Cuxhaven. It is the only sounding rocket developed in Germany. In 1964, an explosion sinks the USS Card. While docked at Saigon, Viet Cong forces are suspected of placing the bomb on the ship. In 1969, the British ocean liner Queen Elizabeth II departs on her maiden voyage to New York City. And on this day in 1982, during the Falklands War, the British nuclear submarine HMS Conqueror sinks the Argentine cruiser ARA General Belgrano. There you have it, Cold War history on this day, May 2nd. I am David Guerra. Until tomorrow, goodbye.